This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English from BBC Learning English.
The veggie burger. This humble, non-meat burger substitute is a staple of many a vegetarian meal. Though vegetarianism has a long history that reaches as far back as Egyptian times, and while many a vegetable-only, stand-in patty is likely to have been used in the interim, the term veggie burger is commonly attributed to a Gregory Samms of London, who, in 1982, created the veggie burger. So what is a veggie burger? Well, a hamburger is a meat patty between two halves of a bun. A veggie burger is similar, except the patty is a meat-free equivalent, commonly made from ingredients such as beans, tofu, nuts, grains, and mushrooms. In many cases, the differences between the meat patty and the vegetarian surrogate are clear, but Impossible Foods of Silicon Valley hope to put an end to that. The Impossible Burger is made of a plant-based, iron-containing molecule that resembles blood. It's called heme, and it's a key ingredient in their wheat, coconut, and potato-based meat duplicate. It apparently looks, smells, and even bleeds like meat, but it's grown in a lab using biochemistry. This replicated burger is indistinguishable from meat 47% of the time in tests conducted among meat lovers, Impossible claims. There are many non-meat alternatives that are designed to closely imitate meat, and many non-vegetarians might wonder why. Marketing is one good reason. Faux meat products appeal to meat lover and vegetarian alike due to their alleged health benefits. If you can have the food you love at a lower health cost, why wouldn't you? Another reason is more ethical. Many people stop eating meat for moral reasons rather than dietary ones. They may seek to reduce animal suffering by boycotting meat products, or wish to reduce the meat industry's large environmental impact. Livestock production is responsible for 18% of total greenhouse gases, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization. However, they may still miss the taste of meat. Therefore, pseudo-meat is a nice fill-in. Finally, there are associated feelings and memories that go with certain foods, says Thomas Banks, BBC Learning English producer and 15-year vegetarian. I didn't grow up a vegetarian, and sometimes I miss my family's cooking. Replica meat allows me to have a good home-cooked meal that's just like Mum used to make. And who can argue with that?
Takeaway English from bbclearningenglish.com.